Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon. A couple of things we're talking about this afternoon is a teacher calling a five-year-old student a bad boy or a loser crossing the line. Or are we raising our kids to be too sensitive? That is our Blue Runner WWL opinion poll. And let me crank over here and see what the numbers say. Give me a sec. There we go. 83% say yes, 17% say no. And when is it time to have to hang up those car keys? Have you ever had to have that talk with one of your parents or anybody, any of your family members, to say, look, I know you don't want to do this, but it's time to hand over the keys, and because that's such a brutal thing. Let's go to Ruby Inn. Ruby Inn, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, me too.
All right, turn your radio down in the background some, okay? Turn your radio. All right, there you go. So are you calling to talk about the teacher, or are you calling about when it's time to turn over your keys? Or both?
Calling to talk about the teacher.
Okay. Have you ever had to have that talk with a family member?
Yes, actually.
And give me the situation that prompted you to do that, and how did it go?
So I have two kids, and one of my kids had came home and said the teacher had called him a loser. And I had called him a loser. So then when I went to the school, we got it situated. Then later on in the future, my kid actually ended up being the teacher's boss.
Being the teacher's boss?
Yes.
How did that happen? He grew up and then became the teacher's boss?
Yeah, he owns his own business, and the teachers work with his business.
Okay. What do you think about I see on the screen you want to talk about the driving, about being too old to drive. Should it be based on age or ability or a combination of both?
I think it should be based on ability, on how you drive and how your vision is. Just take an eye test.
So you should have to take a test.
You should have to take a test.
All right, Ruby Inn, I appreciate you phoning in. We have some phone lines open at 260-1870. A couple of you guys were on hold during the news and couldn't wait, so you can call back in, and we'll get you right up. The story about the teacher telling a five-year-old that he was a loser, what happened is that the kid came home and complained about things and told mom he didn't want to go to school and cried in the morning, didn't want to go to school. He said the teacher was being mean to him, you know, a five-year-old. You think about that. So mom stuck a recorder into his bag, and mom gets the teacher on recording saying that he's a loser and he is a bad boy. So she goes to the school. The school did nothing about it. So the bottom line to me is a teacher calling a five-year-old student a bad boy or a loser crossing the line? Or are we raising our kids just to be too sensitive? And how would you feel? You know, times have changed so much. I'm those of you who are a little bit older know that when you went to school, whatever the teacher said went. I don't think there's any excuse ever for a teacher calling a kid a loser. I'm okay with being called a bad boy and you aren't misbehaving, but I think a loser is going just way, 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 way too far. When it comes to a teacher supposed to help a child, teacher supposed to build up a child, and I think to call a child a loser, that is way, way, way over the line. Let's go to Mark. Mark, thank you for calling WWL. How are you?
Okay, good. Hey, I'm down with some kind of qualification test for, you know, later on,
mm-hmm.
after a certain age, maybe say I would say, though, the age should be about 78, 80. 75 is not bad. But to determine, in other words, the sharpness and the recognition of signs, today's signs and whatnot. But here is what a test should also be given about today. For people to start back to signaling when they're going to make a turn, then the police need to start back to giving tickets. Because what they're doing now is they blow, if you signal for a left turn, they blow at you as if, no, you can't make that turn. You need to continue on to where I'm going. Oh, I saw the other day I saw on Airline Highway where this car just did not pay attention, just stopped in order to make a left turn, and the guy just took him right on wherever, part of the way where he was going.
But I don't know if that's age-related. I see a lot of young people drive that way, too.
It is not on the age related, because I see the police do it, too, by the way. I started to just take the number off of the car and call in. It's getting worse and worse. They kind of stopped in the middle of the road in front of me the other day, and I said, oh, what's up? I thought there was a kid or something in front of him, and then all of a sudden he just, when the other car passed him, he made the right turn, pulled into the parking spot.
Mark, what about this teacher? Is it okay for a teacher to tell a five-year-old that he's a loser or that he's a bad boy?
No, I don't think that's appropriate. I do not think that's appropriate. There's other ways of letting a kid know that you don't agree with his actions or what he's doing or misbehaving, but not to the point of saying that he's a loser.
A bad boy is okay. What about with you?
Bad boy, I agree with that. Bad boy. That's something that is acceptable. Yep. But whatever, I hope the police listen. Please, your signal and start back to ticketing people that do not signal.
Well, let me ask you a question. Because I have thought about it. I have thought about it, but never had the guts to do it. If you see a policeman that's not driving properly, you mean you've been tempted to call and say, I want to report car so-and-so that they were going too fast and didn't have their lights on or they made an illegal turn? You've actually thought of doing that?
No. I tell you what I have thought about doing, though. I've seen policemen with their children in the back of the car with no seatbelts on. I've seen them texting and driving, and I've seen them turning without signaling. Now, the turn without signaling, I definitely wanted to call. That was the only time that I really wanted to call, because it is so widespread now that they've stopped signaling and nobody gives a ticket or anything for not signaling.
All right, Mark. I appreciate you phoning in, okay? Our phone line is 260-187. You can text me at 870-870. Let me read a quick text message or two before we go to a break. And, Gary, you're going to be first up after the break. My dad is 71 and works full-time and still is Coast Guard certified. He should be able to drive and still be captain on a boat. His health is fine. Here's one. My grandma taught me how to drive. Bless her heart. Now, wait. The minute you say, I'm going to tell you, I've not read the rest of the text, but I'm going to tell you it's not going to be totally positive. Whenever you say, oh, bless her heart, then the negative is coming. My grandma taught me how to drive, bless her heart, but the instructor asked me why was I braking with my left foot, and I said, that's how I was told to stop. Driving is all about reflexes, and as you get older, you lose that reflex. My mother is 70 years old, and she thinks she can drive, but her reflexes are not good. By the time she reacts, it's too late. All right, we will take a break. Our phone number is 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. Coming right back on WWL. And I would really like to hear from you. We have several lines open. Gary, I'll be with you in just a minute. If you are just tuning in, talking about a couple of things this afternoon, like when is it time to hang up the car keys? Have you ever had to have that talk with a loved one that, I'm sorry, but we really need to take your keys away? Tough thing to discuss and take. So in order to make sure there's safety on the roads as you get older, should you have to take more tests? should you have to take a test to show that you still understand the rules and your ability, you can call me at 260-1870. And we have a story about a mother who put a tape recorder in her child's knapsack or whatever it is, a backpack, and had the child's teacher recorded saying he was a loser and he was a bad boy. Is that crossing the line, or do you think we're just raising our kids to be too sensitive? Let me read this one text message, and Gary, I'll get to you. I had teachers whack me with a wooden paddle and a sawed-off bat. Wait. Oh, a sawed-off bat with holes in it. Goodness gracious. Had my second-grade teacher put a bar of soap in my mouth. Had my dad put a belt across my butt, you know. I turned out owning several businesses and have a great family. Many kids these days need the belt, the soap. And if they test older drivers more often, then they should test 16 to 26 age more often. All right, let's go to Gary. Gary, how are you today?
Yeah, good. How you doing, Bob?
Man, I don't think I've ever had anyone hit me with a baseball bat.
Nah, I've not had a baseball bat. I got paddled when I was in junior high school in the mid-70s.
The paddle.
And, you know, I only got it one time, so it worked out pretty good.
Uh-huh. So what do you think? Is it okay for a teacher to call a five-year-old a loser or a bad boy?
Of course not. No.
What would you do if it was your family?
Well, I'd have a conversation with the teacher. I mean, I would go through the proper channels to do it, but I'd definitely have a conversation with the teacher.
So,
you know.
Gary, have you ever had to have that talk with someone in your family that they can't drive anymore, that they shouldn't drive anymore?
My mother is 85 years old, early stages of dementia. I've had to talk with her, and she's pretty adamant about she'll do what she wants to do. Nobody's going to take my car. Because, you know, at that age, that's their independence, which I understand.
Mm-hmm.
She comes home. When she comes over to see me, I'll go outside and kind of make a little pass around her car to look for dents. And I told her, I said, if I start seeing some dents, I said, I'm taking the car from you. The sad thing about it is that I had a conversation with her. And I would think it's about 3 days later, I'm on my motorcycle coming home, and this car cuts in front of me, and I almost had to lay the bike down, and it was my mom. out of coincidence, it was my mom. And when I brought it up to her, she got angry, real defensive, like it was not her fault.
You know, I have some friends, and I also find that older people are switching the motorcycles.
Oh, yeah, and that's one thing she said. She goes, well, I didn't see you, and I thought that's the problem. I mean, that's the problem all the time when it comes to motorcycles and accidents.
But
listen, my phone may break up. I'm crossing the state line. It'll only take 2 seconds, but go ahead. What would you say?
But do you find that more older people are switching to motorbikes?
No. I got a friend of mine. He's 72. He's been riding bikes pretty much all of his life. I mean, I'm 57, and he's in probably better shape than I am. I've known a few older ones in that age. You know, they go from the two-wheeler to the trike.
Yep. Well, Gary, I appreciate you phoning in. Going to move on to Henry and Gentilly. Henry, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. What I was talking to the gentleman before me, what it is motorcycle consume and use did a survey. And this didn't go on. This wasn't for insurance. It wasn't for state police or anything like that. But they found that it's not age. It's overconfidence. As you start to drive, so you start riding a motorcycle, the first 2 or 3 or 4 years, you're all right. But then when you get into 5 years, you take that turn a little too fast.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is every motorcycle in Louisiana voted and went to the legislature to get a tax put on them for motorcycle safety training. I took the advanced motorcycle safety training at Bell Chase Air Station. And then you know the value of respond time, a 3-second respond time, and how to figure that out. You go on this big airfield, and they tell you, go as fast as you can. When you come to the first cone, lock lock up the brakes. And then you see how far you go when you lock up the brakes. And we see cars, people tailgate, and they do it to me all the time. The faster you go, the faster they're going to follow you. The only thing you can do is start slowing down and make them going around you.
All right, Henry, I appreciate you phoning in. You would never get me on a motorbike. My wife used to work in the emergency room. No way. Let me give a couple of text messages. Our phone line is 260-1870. My wife had power of attorney over her uncle when she brought him to see his doctor. The doctor told him it was time to stop driving. He was fine with that. So yearly visits with the doctor is a very good way to evaluate the driver. Let me see. I had one. Here's one. Bob, the rules of the road hasn't changed, so why give a written test? Well, because to see whether you still remember all the rules of the road. You know, you start forgetting things. I mean, I walk out my den to go in the kitchen to get something. By the time I get there, I forgot what I went in to get. So, you know, I think people should brush up on the rules of the road every now and then. All right, we're going to break right now for CBS News. And then after that, it's going to be Jim Hanzo and more WWL Live and Local News. And welcome back. A couple of things we will be talking about this half hour. When is it time to hang up the car keys? Have you had to have that discussion with one of your loved ones where you say, I'm sorry, you just can't drive anymore? And it's tough on them, you know, because you lose your independence. But, you know, safety always has to be first. We're talking about that and talking about this teacher that a mother caught a teacher on tape telling her 5-year-old that he was a bad boy and a loser. Now, is that crossing the line, or are we just raising our kids to be too sensitive? Let's go to Dean. Dean, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to pass on about my wife's aunt. When she was 98, they went to the mailbox, and her Louisiana driver's license were in there for 6 years that they had sent them automatically to her.
Could she still drive at 98?
Well, no, her daughter had already taken her other license away from her. But the funny part of this was after she got them, she went outside. My wife's cousin and her had gone to the store to buy groceries. And the daughter was taking the groceries in the house and came back out, and the car was gone.
What happened?
Well, she decided to drive around the block just to see if she could still do it.
Gee.
98 and gets license, but now she lived to be 105.
Wow.
And was alert and to herself very... Within 4 hours, she would have been 105. Did she come that close to dying on her birthday?
Goodness, that's amazing. I can't, I can't imagine myself living that long. I can't imagine myself living into the hundreds.
I don't want to tell you.
Well, you're right. I mean, I want to live as long as I feel good and I'm good and healthy. But if you get to that point where, like people with dementia and Alzheimer's, where you don't even know where you are, it's times like that I think that maybe technology has allowed us to live too long.
Well, she was sharp-minded up until she started having mini strokes at about 103. But she was as sharp as a tack. Knew you and knew everything about you also. Not only did she know you, she knew everything about you.
Well, as we get older, should they give us a driving test? Should they just, in other words, not automatically? I'm not really sure when you redo your license how many years it is. I want to say 10. Does anyone know? I'm not really sure, but you know, maybe after a certain age, you should have to maybe go back a little more often to get tested.
I believe that.
All right, Dean.
My own self. I'm 73, and I know that things don't change the way things are escalating, I won't be able to drive the time I'm 85.
Well, good luck to you, Dean.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. All right, let's see. I have a text message I wanted to read. This was concerning the teacher. Bad boy is okay, but bad loser is never okay. And let me see. I had one more text message, a love message, okay? Hey, man, where's Scoot? Because you suck. Now, those are the ones I really like.
No, you suck.
No, you suck. All right. Okay, and we'll take a break. And we have some lines open, so if you want to phone in, during this next break, we'll be able to get you right up on WWL 260-1870. All right, let's get right to our phones. We'll go to Evelyn. Evelyn, thank you for phoning in today. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to say I'm 83 years old, coming from the health club. My name is Evelyn. My friend that I meet is, her name's Carmen. She's 89. We both have our brain. We don't take anxiety medicine, and age is just a number, you know, and we're just rolling along, you know.
That's great. So you're talking on the phone with me while you're driving then?
Yeah, well, I'm stopped over here. On the place.
That's okay. Just it's okay to talk on the phone, but don't text and drive. That's not safe at all.
I don't text. And I refuse to be dictated by some of this technology they have. So, you know, it's all, I'm old school, kind of, but I do have a computer and, you know, I'm on Facebook and that, you know, playing.
Yeah, well, Evelyn, I think you and I are like, I have a phone, but it's the basic phone. It's still like almost like a flip phone. I do not want one of these phones with all these other options where, you know, you can turn your lights on from your phone. What do I need to do? What do I need to do that for?
Well, this is a flip phone because it fits in my pocket well, and I don't have to scroll down.
Right. My daughter put in a new alarm system, and she's telling me, "Pops, look at this. I can be at work, and I can watch this. I can turn the bedroom light on." Well, who cares? What do I need to do that for?
Exactly. Well, look, it was nice talking to you.
Same here. Thank you so much, Evelyn.
God bless.
God right, bless you, too.
Day.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Let's
right.
go to Jack in Moreau. Jack, how are you today?
Hey, doing good.
Are you there, Jack?
Hey. Were you there?
I can hear you. Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I said I think that we should have to take the written driving test every time our license comes up for renewal.
Mm-hmm. And how often should it come up for renewal?
I think it's either 4 or 6 years.
So you would be okay with taking a test, a written test, and maybe a driving test every 4 to 6 years?
Every 4 to 6 years might help our insurance rates go down some.
Now, you mean that for everybody, no matter what your age is?
Every single person who wants to drive in Louisiana.
Jack, you want to make any comment on this school teacher who told a 5-year-old boy that he was a loser and a bad boy? Is that okay, or are we maybe trying to be too sensitive here? The mom did not like that at all. Mom went to the school, and she said even the school kind of like pushed her off a little bit. Again, I'm okay with bad boy, but calling a kid a loser, I'm not for that at all.
Yeah, that's a little over the top. Might have to have a conversation with that teacher. Maybe she might want to. He or she might. Maybe they're the loser if they can't handle a 5-year-old.
Yeah. All right, Jack. I appreciate you phoning so much, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. I did have a text message. Here's one. Bad boy, yes. If he was bad, loser, never. Teacher needs suspension without pay. Let's go to Mike in Slidell. Mike, thank you for calling WWL.
Yeah, old buddy, I've said this before. I'm in my 70s driving 18-wheel. I'm coming up on 50 years now driving trucks. You know, and I think about those things. When will I be played out and I can't fool with the trucks anymore? But I'm just as sharp as I was back in the 80s. The only problem is I'm in good health to keep myself up, is that I just can't stay up 21 hours anymore.
Yeah, so you
get tired.
In your brain, you're one age, but your body is another age.
Right. That's it. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's
well,
it.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for phoning in. All
yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Okay. We have another Mike. Mike, what do you think? After a certain age, should you have to get a test to renew your driver's license?
Well, you know, I would say yes, it's a good idea, but ask me if I would really want to do that, and I'd tell you no.
Well, you'd want well, what we'd want is everybody else to do it.
Yeah, right. And you know, that wasn't even what I was calling for. I just want to tell you, Bob, I know you're not on a lot. You take Scoot spot or whoever else needs it, you know, time slot, you take it. I enjoy your show more than anybody else. Let me tell you why. You're not controversial. And you rarely bias on anything. You just let people talk. You're quick. You get to phone calls. You're in and you're out. Boom, boom, boom. That's what I like. You know. Well, so, you're the best on the radio.
Well, thank you. See, I like to say I'm not a talk show host. I'm just a guy who could talk on the radio.
Yeah, well, I enjoy the way that you do things.
But Mike, let me tell you. I enjoy my time on the couch, okay?
Yeah.
And it's amazing what you can learn by just laying on the couch. Last week, I was on the couch all week, and I start watching. They had one channel that was showing Law and Order, every episode that ever existed. So I'm watching this for a week, and here's what I've learned. One of the things I've learned from watching that, and if you watch a program during the week, watch this, and then you're going to say, Bob was right. Whenever they are interrogating some guy, they talk him, and they always saying, yeah, you better talk, because Joe over there in the other room is spilling his guts. You better talk. I ain't talking. You know, you this. I'm not a rat. And then the minute the guy, the detective, walks out and starts to get by the door, wait, they call him back. Watch that. Always. It always works that way.
Yep.
All right.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I just want to tell you thanks. Like I said, for the reasons I told you early, and that's why I enjoy you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, man. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We will take a quick break, and we'll come back and try to get to some more calls before 4 o'clock when Sports Talk is here with Christian Garrick and Bobby Hebert. Here's a text message. My dad is 86 years old, still driving, still sharp, still in good health, tending to 50 acres of land, 30 head of cows, baling hay, starting to slow down just a little bit. Here's how not to keep the elderly from driving. A friend whose mom had early dementia disabled her mom's car. The mom called a mechanic and had the car fixed, and then proceeded to get lost while driving to what she thought was still her home. It is better to have the talk. Let's go to Tricia in New Orleans. Tricia, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Still driving, huh?
Yeah, I'm driving, but I've got you on Bluetooth. I'm not touching anything. No controls. But my thing is that you say that driving age is a problem. I don't think age is the problem. I think the stupidity of the drivers is the problem. The fact that they don't use their blinkers in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of accidents happen because people just cross over without even thinking and giving a lot of space and room for the next driver.
Well, let me tell you, I've discovered why people don't use a blinker. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I've done it myself. Because if you put your blinker on, like when I'm headed home, I see you looking at me. When I head home and I'm trying to get in the expressway lane, if I put my blinker on, half the people speed up to try to keep you from coming over. You're trying to signal. You want to get in that lane because you don't want to miss your exit, and they'll just speed up to keep you out. You're not getting in my lane. So sometimes I do the same thing. I don't use the blinker, and I just sneak on over. I appreciate, Tricia, are you calling? But listen, you should always use your turn signals, and I do accept a couple of rare times. So I think I got myself in trouble here. All right, that's going to do it for today. Oh, I did want to remind you that when we're talking about Sports Talk, NFL analyst Mike Dettillier will be on Sports Talk the entire 7 o'clock hour as we count down to Saints training camp. So you can tell when Saints are getting near. They bring out the big guns. They bring out Mike Dettillier. Sports Talk is next on WWL. Thank you for all the phone calls and the text messages. I'll be with you again tomorrow right here on WWL.
Thank you. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.